I'll just ask you whatever then. Guess it's going. All right, so first of all, thank you so much for doing this because I've been looking forward to getting into different topics and thanks for reaching out. But so I guess a little introduction is I'm here with Robert Peter, who is a Christian mystic. And that's all I really know so far. So we can get into it, I guess. I was gonna start off by just asking if you just wanted to share your background, your history, I guess, like where you grew up and kind of what led you to where you are today in Christian mysticism and everything.
Yeah, sure. I basically got quite an eclectic background in mysticism in general. I've done quite a lot in chaos magic, quite a lot of deity work. Like with clients, the majority of the stuff I do is deity work, as in channeling deities, teaching people how to connect with deities. As in, like, it's an extremely personalized experience. So like, no one experience is like ever the same. It's not like, oh, you can go and work with, say, like, Ares, and every time you work with Ares is just going to be like a Greek war god. Like, it's like, you know what I mean, very sort of, the same. Like, it's never the same. Because what I found is that, like, they'll work with you, like, they'll meet you where you're at. And even when I do like Christian mysticism, it's never the same. Like, you might meet Jesus. Jesus has got a lot to say for everyone. You know what I mean? Same with saints. Like, obviously saints have their, like, you have like patron saint, whatever it is, like just kind of basic stuff, whatever. But it's never the same. Like, they always have a message for you, or whoever it is. Sorry. Yeah, I was sort of going into it already.
No, that's
There's
really
like,
interesting. So do
Yeah, so
you,
like deity stuff really. Sorry. Off to you. Yeah, sorry.
sorry, no, is that, so that's what you do as like a job professionally? You
Yeah,
help
so
people.
yeah. So I do like divinations, or I can read. I offer magical services, like servitors for people, like cast custom sigils for people. Just do a whole bunch of stuff, man. Like, I'm kind of all over the place in my practice. It's like, if I don't know how to do it, chances are, like, if someone asks me how to do it, like, then the spirit will be like, yo, this is how to do it. And they'll kind of like teach me for that one person how to do something. And then from that, my practice will then grow again. So it's just a never ending journey of like learning and growth,
Yeah,
really. It's pretty
because
good.
every person's a
So
different personality and stuff. That makes sense.
yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. Sorry.
No, sorry. So, but you did the connecting with deities. Is that something you offer in your practice as well? Like you said, you try to help people connect with different deities or? Okay.
So that's what I specialize in. Like, my Instagram handle is at deity specialist on Instagram. So that's what I put forward as like my main thing. Yeah, it's
That's
pretty good.
interesting. Okay, but now, like in your own practice, you said that you work with a lot of the saints in Christianity now. Is that like just a personal thing, or do you also connect people with those as well?
Like, so what I find is, like, a lot of people, like, even if they're not into Christianity as such, like, I actually recently uploaded a reel to Instagram, which basically said, like, saints and angels aren't, like, you don't have to be Christian, but, like, they'll work with you anyway. Like, because for me, saints sort of embody the early teachings of Christianity, whereas like they would help people. Like, the word like charity apparently didn't exist before Christianity. So like Christianity basically created the word charity. So like a lot of the early Christians like didn't care whether you were like part of like a different faith or like anything else. Like, they would help you. And if you look at a lot of like the early saint stories, like they did help people. Like, they're more akin to like the stories of Buddha and the Buddhist monks, where they just kind of walked around from like place to place and just helped people. You know what I mean? They accepted the food that was given to them, they accepted the shelter that was given to them, and they just like healed people, cast out demons, like they weren't always demons. Like, just going to say this like really quickly, like I believe that a lot of what people class as demons in people, like demonic possession, is just like lower astral entities or just like gnarly like astral entities that sort of get a hold of people's like negative thought forms, and things like that, So like, or a like or parasitic like egregores and stuff like that. So yeah,
That's really
but yeah,
fascinating. So
the
what's
saints,
the
are just like,
Sorry, go ahead. What did you say?
I was gonna say the saints are just great. They're like so versatile, and there's like over like 10,000 saints in like Catholicism alone. That's like excluding the Orthodox saints, the like the Jewish mystics, the Eastern mystics, and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, there's a saint for every problem, and there's like multiple saints for every problem. Like in sort of what most people know is like kind of the big, I would say, the big one for most people is like Anthony of Padua. He's like, Anthony, like help me find what I've lost and stuff like that. Like the lost objects and stuff like that. And then you get like the other ones, which are kind of like the apostles and stuff like that. And then you got like Mary Magdalene, who's seen a massive like boost in popularity lately. But yeah, there's so many sayings to some real. So you can't go wrong.
So is there, what's like, are they, have you found similarities between the saints and different deities at all? Or what's kind of,
Yeah,
what's I
so
guess the similarities and the differences in working with saints versus deities?
not that much different, to be honest. Like a lot of the old deities or whatever got like syncretized into Christian saints anyway. And that's another point that I want to touch on. Like in regards to saint workings, there is so much syncretism. Like if you get into like the Orisha and stuff like that, even like the Greek pantheon or the Hellenistic pantheon, there's like you have like Saint Expedite, who's like a representation of Mercury. Like we can be seen as Mercury or Mars, or like a Mercury Mars like combo wombo. Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of stuff.
So who is, did you say that was a certain saint? Is was that a certain saint you named that is a
Yeah.
representation of Mercury?
Yeah, so
That's interesting.
Saint Expedite, he was basically, most people say like he wasn't a real saint, but there's like actual historical evidence to say that he was a real saint. And basically he was the Roman centurion who was a part of something called the Thundering Legions. And the reason why they got the name Thundering Legions was basically like the story, like whether it's real or not, as different things. There's like a lot of lore and background and stuff like that. But apparently, this Roman army was due to fight the Gaul, which are like Germanic tribes, like pagan Germanic tribes. And all of the Roman dudes, like the pagans, sat down to pray to their Roman gods. And then the Thundering Legion went off into another field to pray, to a different god. And essentially when they pray, like the heavens opened up and there was like thunder and rain and like a whole bunch of other stuff. The reason why it wasn't due to that they got many Thundering Legions, there was like in the battle itself, the Gaul attacked the Romans like whilst they were praying. And essentially what happened, because the Christians were in another field, they came round and flanked the Gaul. Like the reason why they're called Thunderings is because the impact they made. So they hit the Gaul from behind and just like completely slaughtered the Gauls to a man. So
Oh, dang. Wow.
yeah, they're hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
because Saint Expedite, if he's kind of an embodiment of planet Mercury in a way, isn't that, doesn't that correspond to Hermes? I was actually talking to two of my friends earlier today about
yes, yeah,
Hermes,
yeah,
which is kind of
yes.
interesting.
So I have I don't know if you've seen like other podcasts and stuff that I've done, but I always like rant on about my relation to mercurial energies. So like I work with like every deity in the mercurial pantheon. So you got like Hermes, Mercury, Ganesha, Papa Legba, Odin, Flow. Yeah, you name it, they're all
Yeah.
there, or I've worked with them like in the past. So, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. So I guess, sorry, I got really distracted on that too. I guess going back to that, what is it? So what's this like your background? Like, where did you grow up Christian, or what was like, how did.
I was baptized at a young age, but basically, I showed like medium mystic abilities from an extremely young age. Was like always tapping into my spirits, always communicating with spirits. Like when I go on like school trips and stuff, I'd always say to the other students, "Hey, look! Oh, can you see that man over there? He looks really cool, like dressed up in his like battle armor and stuff like that. Oh, there must be like a reenactment today because I've seen loads of people walking around in like a chain mail and stuff like that." And then like they would be like, "No, there's no enactment today." So yeah, I kind of got labeled as a bit of a freak and stuff at school. Was like always having like premonitions and stuff. Could like communicate telepathically with animals. I could heal. Like it was like loads of stuff, man. Could like see people's trauma, and like there was a whole bunch of stuff I could do. So, but I never really like knew what it was. Like anyone, I didn't know anyone else that could do what I could do. Like my nan, my grandmother has like some clairvoyant had some clairvoyant abilities, and like medium mystic abilities, but never really like tapped into it. So like, I'm the only one in my family that's actually kind of taken it to the next level. So, but yeah.
So you just kind of grew up with it your whole life, basically, with that. Just.
Yeah, essentially, man, like it was pretty rough. Like I didn't really have anyone to talk to or whatever.
Yeah.
I joined like spirit circles and stuff like that. I kind of like did look at Christianity and I did think like, well, Jesus can do all this stuff, like he's pretty cool. But then when you look into sort of like the Christian persecution of people with abilities and stuff like that, but the Messiah can do all these like crazy things, like crazy miracles and stuff like that. It was just a bit like sort of
Yeah.
distorted, shall we say. But what was really interesting is like when I found the saints like later on in life, they were like, oh wow, so you can do all these like crazy things, like telepathy, bilocation, see into people's hearts, like read people's sins, like know when people are ill and stuff like that. And they just provided for me this like human point of interaction where we can say, well, look, like we have these abilities, the saints have these abilities as well. And it like just makes it so relatable, like especially when you look into such saints as like Saint Augustine, who was like basically an alcoholic, like a bit of a womanizer, and you look at like people's journeys, and like I know a lot of people that have come into this like this field, especially like Christian mysticism and stuff, from like drug addiction and from alcohol addiction, like sex addiction, and like all different types of addiction, like mental health and stuff like that. And basically like yeah, they've found kind of their path through that. And I think that saints are really important because they do provide the access levels. Like, look, you don't basically need to be like Jesus, It's fine,
Yeah.
yeah, it's pretty cool. Sorry, I'm just fiddling in my headphones. One of them decided to like start dying, so
Sorry,
just gonna hit some.
what was that last thing you said?
Sorry, yes, right, my headphone was like dying, so I just
Oh
had
yeah.
to get it and charge it. So, but
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
saints are awesome. They're really refreshing.
I was kind of wondering about that too, because the difference between, I was wondering if that was kind of might have been one of the things different between deities and saints, is that the saints might be more, I guess, relatable in that sense or something like that. I don't know.
I mean,
But then there's also the, what is that thing? What is, like, Christ says something in the Gospels, like, after they're dead in the resurrection, they'll be just like angels or something like that. So then I was like, I don't know that there'd be a whole lot of difference.
it's basically like the thing for me is that a lot of deities are obviously like shown as humans, especially like Zeus, like all of the Hellenistic pantheon, they're like, and the Egyptian pantheon, like a lot of deities are just shown as humans, right? So like they're given a backstory or a story in order for us to be able to relate to them. And like, so you have like a statue of Hermes, who's like this young, like beautiful man who like, yeah, but he doesn't always look like that. Like in the mythology, like they're given these human forms so we can understand them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to understand these like primordial forces, essentially, because that's what they are, right? Like essentially, like when you link the planets and stuff like that, you've obviously got Hermes, which is related to Mercury, and so on and so forth. It's like, well, how do I understand what a planet is? Okay, it's been given a human form. This is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I was, I was in a chat with two of my friends this morning. We were talking about Hermes specifically. And I was saying that he, of course, corresponds to a planet, which also has like characteristics and personalities and all that. So I feel like that kind of condenses into that. But it also relates to, you know, metals and alchemy and all that stuff too, which it's, which I think, if I'm right, I think that corresponds to the chakras as well, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
Not great.
I don't know.
Mercury corresponds to in some things he corresponds to like he corresponds to a lot of them, right? Because things about Mercury is like you have chthonic Hermes or Hermes, right? So you have chthonic Hermes as well. So like you have Hermes that like in regards to epithets. You have like Hermes, which is like Angelos, which is messenger. So that's when he's the messenger between like the divine and us. That's when he's going around delivering messages and communication. Then you have like chthonic Hermes, who works in regards to the underworld. So you have like Hermes, who's the lord of the crossroads. And then you have Hecate, who's like lady of the crossroads as well. And they're actually like in a relationship, essentially in the myth as well. So,
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool. That's really, man. Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah. So I guess the question I would ask is, does all of that, like all your practice with the deities and the saints, is all of that kind of included in what you would call Christian mysticism? Because I'm not quite sure
Yes,
what. Okay.
absolutely. Yeah,
That.
so it's really interesting. When I went to Berlin, I had this like really interesting experience. So I was working with Hermes like the entire time, and then I started working with Archangel Michael quite a lot, Saint Michael, but more in the sense of him being a like judge of the dead. So he basically takes on the psychopomp role as well. So he's like often synchronized with like
So what is it? You
synchronized, sorry,
do you say
with
psychopunk? What did you?
psychopomp. Yeah, so basically he's like carrying the souls of the dead to
Okay, gotcha.
the afterlife. So yeah,
Okay.
and like the journey of the souls of the dead. So he's synchronized with like Anubis, also Hermes as well. Because on the Kabbalistic tree of life, Michael or Mikael is the archangel of Hod, or is the angel planet Hod, which is Mercury. So yeah, so he's actually quite mercurial, but he's also the angel in some things of Tiferet as well, which is the sun, so like Jesus and stuff like that. So yeah,
That's really
if there's
interesting.
there's like a whole bunch of stuff. So
Yeah.
like if you want to go like Michael is in Tiferet, he's like of God. He's still kind of a messenger kind of thing, because he still kind of like shows up and does a whole bunch of stuff. Like yeah, it's a big rabbit hole, put it that way. You could be there for ages.
Yeah, sounds like a thing. Wow. Yeah, it sounds like a lot. There's a lot there. So I guess. Yeah, I'll ask this question. I guess my friend was curious about it. He said, how is Christian mysticism different than faith? Is it seems like a hard question.
I don't think faith is intrinsically tied to Christianity at all. I think when you work with any deity, you still have to have faith that they're going to help you, or like what you're doing is going to work. You know, like even in regards to the spell work, a simple candle magic spell, like you can do the spell, you still have to have faith. Like even in chaos magic, there's like faith. Yeah, faith. I think I'm trying to word cleverly, but I can't. It's like if belief that something is going to work, like belief is kind of faith, right? In the same breath. So I do think that there's a lot in Christianity, especially, there's a lot to do with faith. But I think for a lot of Christians that I see or have seen, like a lot of their time spent in the Christian religion is like questioning whether God is real, but praying to him like he's real anyway, or praying to him in the hope that he's real, when they could have a much better time if they were just like, no, we know God is real. Like, we know it. Like, and then, or acting as if he was real. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we don't know if he's real, but we're going to act as if he's real anyway. And then they'd have a much better time. But rather than being stuck in this like constant limbo or purgatory, excuse the pun, of like not knowing whether God is real, and then like, yeah.
It's interesting. Gosh, I had another question that it left me. Oh man. Dang, I don't know. So it's related to what you were just saying. Man, I don't know why I went away. Oh yeah, I guess I was gonna ask. So when in working with like the different saints or the different deities, is that kind of like I guess what's the utility of that? Is that kind of are they like guides? Is that what you would say? Or I mean, how does that?
I think that is, I think you work with like certain deities when you need to. Like, I don't, you can have saints and deities that kind of stick around, but I think it's really important not to get too attached to them. It's like having like 2K friends on Facebook. Like, they're still your friends on Facebook. You can still hit them up in Messenger whenever you want, but
Gotcha.
like, they're not always going to be around, you know. It's not like you wake up and like Hermes is always going to be there. Like, well, the saint is always going to be there, you
Gotcha. Okay.
know. But they're there if you do want to ask for guidance and stuff like that. So.
So can you kind of, can in your experience, have you been able to call on, like you can kind of call on certain ones though when you need them? Like even though they're not always there, you can basically just hit them up whenever
Absolutely.
you want. What does that look like
Yeah, definitely.
exactly? Is
Like,
that like a, like what's that practice look like?
so it's quite simple. You can pray to them. Like,
Okay.
there's prescriptive prayers to them in many way. Like, I think for Saint Expedite, it's like Gloria, Saint Expedite, Martyr, etc., etc. We give praise to you, that you help us on our journey to being a better person and everything else. Like, please watch
Yeah.
out for us. Please pray for us before the throne of the Almighty, etc. Like, praying to them like every day is just like checking in with your friends. So saying, hey, how are you? Like, I hope you're good. You know, because it's like you can, when you're working with God, essentially, like, you can talk to God through the saints, you know. Like, and in the end, like, every prayer that gets answered is going to be answered by God anyway, but you're asking the saint to pray for you. You know what I mean? So like,
Yeah.
the way I see it, like, if you were like, oh, I need a new car, right? So you'd be like, God, please give me a new car, please. Like, I pray to you, please, 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 please. Like, I'll do some charitable stuff, like, if you get me a new car, right? And but you would pray to a saint, because the saint might pray and say, hey, look, he missed out this part. You know what I mean? Like, he missed out saying this, or he missed out saying that. So they know how to pray like more effectively, I would say, and they can constantly pray for you. So like, part of the whole thing of lighting a candle for a saint is that, like, all the time that flame is burning, fire safety obviously in consideration here, the saint is praying before the throne of heaven for you. But yeah, so yeah, like that. So like, if you, yeah, you say a prayer like once in the day, we leave your house, like, please protect me from you any like accidents, like roadside accidents, whatever you're going into. And that saint is constantly praying before the throne of God, like, please keep him safe, please keep placing him. And it's like bombarding. It's like a fully automatic like prayer gun, like firing off these prayers, like. So if you, I don't know if you're familiar with like sigils and stuff as well, and like chaos magic, but if you kind of look at it like this, That saint was constantly firing sigils for you. Like, yeah, she's like constantly putting stuff into manifestation for you. So
Yeah.
it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool. I was curious, I guess, because I was the reason I asked the question too is because it seems like, well, in talking to I guess different Christians throughout my life and different even like Jewish people, there's like I guess kind of the I guess I was wondering with like praying through saints, I guess I asked the question why I asked why they might be a guide is because it seems like kind of the end goal of most religions is kind of a unity with God, which I think in the Abrahamic religions also ends up in being like a unity with man as well. That's kind of like almost like a simultaneous thing, because the image of God is in man. So I didn't know if they like in praying to the saints, if they kind of helped direct you along something like that path, or if, or even in
Yeah, they
praying to
did.
them, is
Yeah,
that kind of like a
they.
ancestral work too as well that goes along in
So
that?
yeah, I mean, like for me, it all ties in. Like everything ties in. I mean, like
Yeah.
things for me, like your ancestors in Christ, right? Or your ancestors in whatever it is. I mean, if you look at Jesus as like the solar God anyway, like he's the sun God, fine. So you're essentially part of the solar cult, which is like everyone that was ever part of that solar cult, they're like a brother or a sister in that solar cult anyway. So it's the same as like when you have like a religion, another religion where you pray to like your ancestors, like the religion, I can't remember, like Santiago, the cult of the saints. So like you're praying to the ancestors and stuff in that. Like you're just praying to your help, you're asking practitioners and stuff that came before you, you're asking for your ancestors. You're just asking for everyone that like knows what you're up to like help you out. So it's no different to like writing on a Facebook group like, yo, can people do some stuff for me today or whatever. Like they're just not here. They're like corporeal. You know what I mean? They're in spirit now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely exercise. I mean, I've had like a saint before just pop up and say like, you need to go and do this. And I was like, all right, okay, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, they do pop up. They do help you. They do guide you. It's not always that like you ask help from them. It's not like a one way thing where it's just like, I'm gonna go to them. I'm gonna pray to them. I'm gonna get some stuff. Like they're there. They help guide you. Yeah, in order for you
That's really
to
cool.
be the best person you can, I guess. Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same with like Jesus and Mary and stuff like that as well. Like and God Himself. Like it is to guide you back to divinity, but it's also like, how do I say this? It's like when I think when you recognize that you are a divine being and you're like I'm not special, like at all. Like just working towards the same, I just have maybe heightened senses or more heightened senses than other people, which means I can communicate with them like more efficiently. I'm aware they're communicating with me. Like we are as divine beings, like that's what we do. Like by praying to a saint, like you're just sending your signal out there. It doesn't like mean that they're not sending it back. You know what I mean? I can just pick up they're sending it back. So yeah, like they're definitely guys. Like they're like ancestors for me, like 2.0. Like I have my like blood relative ancestors, and then I have like the saints or like a deity. Like they're just a group of friends to me. Like, you know what I mean? They're like my holy family. Like they're not,
Yeah,
yeah. So
that's cool. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, kind of like a traditional ancestry or something. Holy family is a great way to put it, though.
yeah.
What's your craziest like? Do you have any crazy mystical experiences,
Oh
or
man.
what's the?
Yeah, I've seen a whole bunch of stuff, man. Like I've seen Baphomet like manifest in front of me before.
Wow.
I've had like, yeah, I've had like the room that I was in turn into fire. I'm pretty sure I was in like the lower astral realm. Like the floor turned to fire, the ceiling turned to fire. I was like on my bed and like the door was just like rattling. That was when I came up against a mother, like hair and stuff. Basically, I used to be in music bands and stuff like that, and I had this thing like, offer me a deal. It was like, oh, if you give me your soul, I'll make you rich and famous. So I was like, yeah, whatever, man, good. So I turned it down, and it was like, really horrendous experience of like my entire life turned upside down for a while. Because I think it was just like, how dare you? Like, you have the audacity to like turn
Sounds
me around.
terrifying.
And then, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was terrifying. I've had like full poltergeist activity. We've had a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, yeah, but the coolest one was being shown like the nature of reality by an angel. That was cool.
By
I went
Andrew, the
into like
Saint Andrew?
meditation. No, an angel.
Oh, an
Can't say which
angel.
one,
Okay,
but
sorry.
yeah, I'm not an angel. I'm not name dropping an angel. But it was like, I'll show you like why people shouldn't do certain things, because like you end up here, like you end up in the lower astral, or like you end up in the lower mental plane, and what happens when you're there is like stuff is haze pieces. So you're basically like about 20 miles out to sea at that point, surrounded by 1,000 great whites. So yeah, just give up, essentially. But I also got shown like the power of prayer and stuff like that as well. And yeah, I actually like with some students like later on, like I do teach them like the power of prayer and how to effectively use it, especially the rosary as well, which corresponds to a whole bunch of like other magical systems as well. So it just like it goes to show how powerful the rosary is, and like praying the mysteries are. It's
Yeah, can you
amazing.
say more about
So
that?
yeah,
Like, why is it so
not
powerful?
too much. It's basically because like I'll say this. Obviously, the Bible is a coded. It's a coded book. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff coded in the Bible because it strips it back down to like its basics. Because a lot of the people like in the old days and stuff like that, like even going this whole thing about like, oh, the church tried to cover this up. Yeah, and they probably did, but I'm not going to say that like all the reasons they tried to cover up was for a wrong reason. Like if you said like praying the, I don't know, like in the Golden Dawn, right? So you do have the Catalystic Cross, but the Catalystic Cross connects you to a whole bunch of planets on the Tree of Life. So it connects you with like Kefa and then Malkuth and then Gibura, and then yeah, like it just look into it basically. But yeah, it like links you back in stuff and it grounds you like in like planets and stuff. And then if you take that and kind of apply it to say the rosary, like it's basically like evocation. Like you say a whole bunch of Hail Marys, so you're just evoking a crap load of like Marian energy. Like I'm not gonna say what Marian energy is here, because that's secret. Sorry to gatekeep, but it has to happen. Yeah, it invokes a hell of a lot of like Marian energy into your system, and like it's a really, really focused prayer. So it's just like it's essentially doing a spell. Like a rosary is literally a spell, you know? And
Yeah.
you're praying like, over and over and over and over again. So it's just building up all of that energy. Like if you want to start talking in like maybe Wicca terms in regards to like cones of power and stuff like that, you're essentially creating like a massive, massive like power thing. I don't know if you've seen what was it, Dragon Ball Z? With like the Kamehameha thing.
Yeah.
It's like literally just like, yeah, it's like Goku like doing that like Kamehameha, just holding it for ages. And then it
Yeah.
obviously goes into that like little break, that pause break, and then it comes back and then he's still doing it while like
Yeah.
Vegeta's like talking to him like, Goku, don't do it. But yeah, it's a massive build up of power, mate, really. So I'd highly recommend it to anyone. The only thing I will say in regards to like Christian mysticism, whatever, is like don't get too stuck in like I am a sin and stuff. Like don't get too caught in the sort of like yeah, just like the doom side of things, like the really doom side of things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Christ would want that for anyone. It's like, yeah, okay, so Christ, I'm a sinner, I get it, I'm a bad person. What can we do? You know what I mean? Like, I know
Yeah.
I'm a bad person, or like haven't exactly like been perfect all my life, but this is what I want to do about it. So yeah, I don't always, I think it's good to remind yourself that like you have your shortcomings and stuff like that, to sort of like check yourself before you wreck yourself, then go into the working. Like, I don't
Yeah.
think it's like healthy to constantly remind yourself that you're a failure, like every Sunday morning or whatever, you know. It's
Yeah.
good for humility. Humility is amazing. Like anything you ever do to keep your head straight. But like overuse of humility is like definitely a bad thing, I think.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's a I can't remember, a friend of mine, Mitch, he quoted this. I think, I mean, it was a saint said it a long time ago. I can't remember what it was, though. I'm trying to remember the quote, but it was something like, it ended, I think it was like, keep your mind in hell and despair not. But it was something like, do not say I am a saint and do not say I'm a sinner or something like that. But it's like you can go too far, one or the other. Like, I can say I'm too holy or I can say I'm too much of a sinner. Like, both of those are from the devil, but say I am what I am and God loves me very much or something like that.
Yeah,
Something, I don't know. I'll
there's a
have to find the
saying.
quote. It was really good. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, there's a saying in Hebrew which is like Eyeh Asher Eyeh, and it's like I am what I am, I am what I am, whatever it is,
Yeah.
basically. And it's just like whatever I am is what I am, but like I'm still going to do the Lord's work. I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to do. So,
Yeah. Sweet. That was
yeah.
another question you had for
What
me.
I've found like which is really cool is that like I've seen God or spirit or source or whatever it is pick the worst examples of human beings who do the most holy acts. And I've seen like him like shun holy people because they've got their head too far up their own bum because it's like, oh yeah, like they think they're so holy that this task is beneath them. You know what I mean? It's just like,
Yeah.
oh, come on.
Yeah.
Almost becomes like a badge of honor. I mean, like, oh, I have like 10 more holy points than you do. Like I lived with Buddhists for a bit, and basically, like I heard the monk say, "Oh yeah, I did this thing today, so I could get some good merit." And it's like, if you're only doing an act to get some good merit, it's just like, come on, match up. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I think my, yeah. That's like, wanting to be the greatest, and he says he was last will be first. You're like, okay, well then I'll try to be last just so I can be first. It's like it doesn't work that way. Yeah. Yeah, he does it. God does choose like the lowest. But I think that's one thing one thing that's for me personally, probably one of the biggest things in my theology personally is the aspect of forgiveness. And I still can't think of a more powerful like force in the universe. And I think that's like with God, it's often displayed through that, through like the weird reconciliation and redemption of like just the people who have screwed up the worst, you know? Like, I think what is the apostle, I think it's the apostle Paul says that, that he considers himself the chief of all sinners, like having gone around and basically murdered people and stuff like that. But yeah, so but there's a question I was gonna ask too, though. Like, you personally, has there been like certain saints that you've just really enjoyed, or ones that you enjoy working with the most?
Yeah,
Or?
St. Paul, man. I'm gonna jump straight in there. St. Paul, like he's hardcore.
Who is
Like
it, St. Paul?
the Yeah, the thing I love about St. Paul is that like he's extremely good in regards to like psychic defense. Like if a whole bunch of people are throwing like a whole bunch of accusations at you, like that aren't true, and you know like when you feel them like around your head and stuff like that, like you feel them like outside of your body, and you're like, oh, like you just feel like they're oppressive energy. St. Paul, call on him, bam, they're gone. Just say St. Paul, like please, just like. Get these false accusations away. Like I know they're there. I know. Like people are thinking this, but they're really oppressive. And it's just like, well, like I was outside one night. Like I had an argument with someone who basically like tried to like scam me. And yeah, St. Paul just like showed up out of the blue. And it's like boom, like all the oppressive energy was just gone. Like I didn't even have to ask him to do it. Like he just like
Wow.
just got rid of it. And then he was like, yeah, I can help out with this. And what was really cool about it was like most depictions of Saint Paul, he's got a sword as well. And then in the Bible, like it obviously says about like you should still carry a sword. You know what I mean? Like always arm yourself, like to so you can defend yourself against stuff like that. Like forgiveness is great, but like there's going to be times that you're going to need to defend yourself with a sword. And for me, like Saint Paul is the sword of like defending yourself against stuff like that. He just cuts through the bullcrap like straight away.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's really good. Saint Therese of Lisieux, has got to be like one of the most kindest, like sweetest human beings I've ever had the pleasure of conversing with. She's like one of those people that will just like come into a conversation, drop a one-liner, which just leaves everyone just like gasping, like picking their jaws off the floor, and then just drift back into nothingness.
That's
Yeah,
cool.
she's amazing. Saint Patrick is another one. He is extremely jolly. He's just a lovely man. Like he gets a lot of shtick from like the pagans for apparently like going to the island and just like clearing out all the people or whatever. And there's like quite a lot of pagans. Like I don't mean to offend any pagans here. Like I practice pagan stuff as well. Like I'm not just a Christian mystic. But like they're like, oh, hey, Saint Patrick, like you missed one, as in like you missed a witch or something like that. But if you actually read like the Book of Saint Patrick, it's not all about that. Like it's not the entire story. It's just like one of those like things that people just like latch onto and sort of follow through with. Saint Expeditio, once again, he's amazing. When he actually wants some work, he's amazing. Or if he actually sees that your cause is just, he's great. Who else? There's so many. One that I've started working with lately is Saint Demetrius of Thessaloniki. He was a martyr, who, yeah, Christian martyr, you know the story. And essentially, like, he is extremely protective. Like if you have any like turbulent times in your life, he's like the patron saint of earthquakes. But what I've found in regards to a lot of the saint stuff is you can apply it like not so obviously. Like, you know what I mean? Just these are patron saint of earthquakes. You might think, well, if it's like a turbulent time in your life, then you know, he might be able to help you out, and sort of bring stability. There's one who's like 10 out of 10 for me, like absolutely 10 out of 10. He's Saint Gerard of Majella or Majella. I think he's like Spain or something. I can't remember. But basically, like the way you pronounce his name is like Saint Gerard of Majella or something. So if I was calling Gerard, it's a lot easier. He's like the unofficial patron saint of psychics as well. So he is amazing. Like I had this like really good experience where I got this oil from him, like Saint Gerard oil, which has been touched against the first class relic. And I like put it on my head and I was like, oh, I petitioned you to increase my psychic abilities. Looked at my hand and like literally saw a physical aura like shooting from my hand about that much. So yeah, like super powerful stuff.
Wow.
Saint Michael, obviously, 10 out of 10. I actually have a whole bunch of these, but I have the stones from, oh, you can't really see it. There we go, stones. Which is, I don't know if you know about it. There was like an emanation of Michael, or like a visitation of Michael at this place. I think it's Gorgonza or something. Which is like a, check it out. He basically showed up at this like church, which is like built into a rock, and the rocks actually hold like his vibration, if you will. You can get them. Yeah, I had a whole bunch of them, so I'm like, these are gonna go, and they're not gonna be around forever. So yeah,
Yeah.
tried to get as many as I could, but yeah, since I've had it, it's just like been so good, man, so good.
That's cool.
Saint Peter is another one. My middle names are actually Peter and Michael, and then one of my ones is like Anthony. So like you have Anthony of Padua as well. He is like he's ridiculously good, man. He's like so silent, so humble, so loving, but he also gets stuff done. To be honest with you, like there's not really a saint that I wouldn't say is good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So how do
So
you
yeah, it's all just like necessity, really.
get to know them? Do you just kind of read their back their story, their history, then just kind of like prayer and meditation? You kind of I mean, how do you know their personalities and what they're
You can
good to work with?
do like you can do just talk to them. Really, just talk to them, see what they're all about. Yeah, really. Just like ask them to give you signs and dreams. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. Like you can, if you read their like story, there's a really, really good book called like The Encyclopedia of Saints and Sages by Judica Iles, I think it is. Or Iles, I think it is, but like yeah, there's a whole bunch of Saint stories in there. What I find is that when you're reading about them, essentially like they connect with you through that because they're like, oh, you're like reading about us, you know?
That's
So like
cool.
you're interested, and then it'll kind of
Yeah.
pop up from there. But yeah.
That makes sense. That's cool. It's a question that popped in my head. I wasn't really thinking about this, but is there I don't know why I just started thinking about different I don't want to say imaginal or fictional characters, but you know, there's kind of that I guess it's a little ambiguous about like King Arthur stories. Is there have you ever like worked with any of them? Like the figures from that, like the different knights or
I've
anything
worked
like that.
with no, I have a knight who's like an ancestor who I've worked with. From a knight order, not really good mention. He's like super personal.
Yeah.
For defense reasons, essentially. People know your guys, they can do stuff. But I've worked with like pop spirits, like pop magics, so like working with like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, stuff like that. So yeah, like you can work with them. So
Yeah,
yeah.
that's interesting. So you've worked with different. That's really interesting. So what does that
Yeah.
look like? Is that
But
just like because they just each
different
different one
time,
has,
right? Yeah.
it's kind of like a deity or something, sort of in a way.
Yeah, sort of. So like the way that I kind of say it work is like it's the whole thing of like if God didn't exist and not people believe in him, he does exist now. So
Yeah.
it's like we got the Flash, like the Flash obviously represents Mercury. Like Superman obviously represents the sun, like the solar charge
Yeah.
and stuff like that. So you can
Okay.
easily map them out.
Yeah, that's what I
It's
was
not a
kind
big
of thinking.
thing.
Something kind of like a
So you're
deity.
just working with that energy. Yeah, you're just working with that energy through that particular thing. So yeah.
That's a great way of describing it. Yeah, I was getting asked too about because on the phone right before we got on here, when we just chatted a tiny bit, but you said you were you really like the Gospel of Thomas. So
Oh yeah, obviously, yeah.
So why, like, what was the reason you were drawn to it? Like, what do you find really compelling about it? Stuff like
So it's just really good
that.
meditating on like the sayings and stuff and working out like what it actually is. Like, and every time you look at it, it's always something different. So like, I would definitely get a notebook if you want to. You will not be able to remember it. Like, it'll be really profound. You'll be like tripping out for like 2 or 3 days, and then you just completely forget it. And then yeah, so if you have a book, it's far better to do it. For me, it just like there was one saying in there that just got me. Like they say to Jesus, like, oh master, shall we fast? Shall we pray? Shall we do this? And then he's like, no. And he's like, basically what I got from it anyway is if you do not know why you're praying, why you're fasting, why you're doing this action, then don't do it. Because essentially, like, then you're just like doing it as like a routine, and you're not doing it with any real meaning. It's like when you're doing a novena to a saint, right? And then you're like, oh, Saint Expedito, please, can you do this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? You're sitting there just like bored, like you're
Yeah.
just like lit, like reading the same, like parroting the prayers, and it's just like, yeah, it's just. Yeah, and it just stood out to me that like the main thing in regards to like prayer, like the, if you're gonna make prayer potent, then mean it. Like it's far better to like do a personal prayer where you mean every single syllable of every single word that you're saying, rather
Yeah.
than just like parroting a Lord's Prayer or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah.
So yeah.
That was cool. So do you
So
have you
there's a whole
actually
bunch of stuff.
worked with Thomas at all? I
Yeah,
guess.
funnily enough, so I have a, yeah, I've worked with him like a bit. Especially if I'm kind of going on like a deep dive on working out the mysteries of like Christianity. I try not to read anything in regards to the mysteries of Christianity if I just like get it all like organically. And yeah, he makes you go into it. Like I spent this, I had the thing where I was like, why do people even do the rosary? Like, yeah, I get it works, but what is it? Like, what is it? Like, why do we do this prayer? Like, why do we do that Ave Maria? Like, why do we do the Apostles' Creed? Why do we do this stuff? And it was like, I was so angry. I got so frustrated. Like, why? Why? And then all of a sudden it was just like, boom. And then just stuff like flowing. and it was amazing. But it was like the mere fact that I questioned it, I got given the answers. So like, I think the thing about Thomas is that I think if you question stuff, then you get the answers. Like in, I can't remember what thing it is, but it's like the Jesus says, like, to you, who am I, or something. And then they say, oh, you are a wonderful teacher, you are our leader, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then Thomas goes, like, teaching, like, my mouth is like aghast or something. I could not possibly describe what you are to us or whatever. And then Jesus like replies to the others and then takes Thomas aside. And then yeah, they start like questioning Thomas, and I think Thomas was like, if I was to tell you that one of the things that Jesus said to me, you would cast stones at me. And then he says, like, but then those stones would, and he's like, yeah, you would stone me. And he said, but then those stones would return to you and turn on fire. So basically, he's talking about, like, yeah, like basically return to send the spell. Like, they would just like come back and hit them, because yeah, they would do something ignorance or something. So yeah, he's just like one of the most mystic of saints. Like John the Baptist is another one. Like John the Baptist is actually one of my favorite saints. He's like, for me, he's on par with Jesus, because he attained like kind of Christ consciousness, if you will, without Christ actually being it, you know? So
Yeah.
yeah, he was like the proto Christ.
That's cool. That's really cool. I have a. So, have you. Here's another question, I guess. One thing that's always kind of interested me about Thomas as well is that it says a lot of times it'll say Thomas, who is also called the twin in the Gospels. Do you know what that's about? I didn't know if that was some weird reference to.
There is so many things in regards to
Well, give
that.
me
You could
some.
go down such a deep.
Let's do it.
Oh man, it's just, it's one of those things where you can literally dedicate an entire podcast to it. But to me, it's like, to me, like the twin aspect, like now at least, like my opinion might change in the future, because they have all rights to do that. But it's that he's the only one who actually made himself a match for Jesus, essentially. You know what I mean? He twinned himself to Jesus. So he's like, right, I'm going to emulate you. I'm going to actually emulate you. Hence why the Gospel of Thomas has all the actual sayings of Jesus in it. And the others don't. Or well, they do, but like they're coded or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's really interesting. So the Gospel of Thomas is like the only one that actually teaches you how to pray. Like properly, because like how, you know what I mean, how many times you go in like church and you're like, Hail Mary, for the grace of the Lord with thee, blah 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 blah, and then they're like praying, 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 but all they're doing is just like repeating the stuff. Like the Gospel of Thomas basically says, like you have to like feel it in your heart, like you have to
Yeah.
really feel it in your heart what you want, you know what I mean? And which is really interesting is that when you look at the King James Bible, is changed, like they actually take out how to pray. It says like asking you shall receive, but they don't tell you how to ask. They don't tell you what asking is, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. Yeah, I've always been fascinated by Thomas. I don't know why. He's always kind of stood out to me. Yeah, and the fact that he's called the twin, I always thought was kind of curious. I didn't know. I was just always curious in the back of my mind if that had some sort of astrological reference to it, and like
Yeah,
the
possibly.
Gemini or something. I didn't know if different things corresponded to different apostles or things like that. With the
Well,
different.
Jesus was in the age of Pisces as well, and there's two fish in Pisces, I think.
What is,
So
sorry,
if
what
you
was
look
that?
at it, there's like Pisces in the age of Pisces. So
Yeah.
Jesus was born in the age of Pisces. So you've got like John the Baptist was could have been one of the fish, and then Jesus is that fish, and then the other fish that comes along. And then Thomas could have been the other fish once John the Baptist died. So, yeah. Carry on the
That's.
cycle of like transmitting or information like round and round. So.
Sorry, I was looking at this real quick too. Let's see. Oh yeah, that was the other thing you mentioned earlier that I didn't. Coming, and you said a lot of people are looking at Mary Magdalene right now, that she's really popular or something.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff, like whether it's down to like the social kind of shifts towards like even like feminism and stuff like that. There's like a whole bunch of deities have been appropriated for like feminine, female power, such as like Kali, Santa Morte, Our Lady of Guadalupe, like a whole bunch of stuff, basically. And Mary Magdalene has been kind of adopted by maybe the New Age movement in some places as this like female character, empowerment or whatever. But for me, she stands out as like, I don't know, it's just she's amazing. Like she for me, she's different to the other gospels. Sorry, apostles. Mainly because she was rejected by the majority of them. Like when I say that, I mean like pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
And I think she was the closest to it. I mean, like, you could get into a whole bunch of stuff as in like saying, was she the partner of Jesus essentially? And there's a whole bunch of stuff in mixing like tantric teachings and stuff into Christianity. And there's the whole thing of like, did they engage in like the sacred union? Obviously, like when people get married now, like on your wedding night, you engage, you know what I mean? And were they in a sacred marriage? You know what I mean? Did they practice like sort of not erotic magic,
Yeah.
but basically like divine union, essentially. And like more Eastern mysticism in regards to that. So yeah, like basically like Christian Tantra. So
I didn't know that was a thing. That's wild.
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's basically like sex magic essentially. Like
It's
there's
basically
the whole thing
sex
of like,
magic. Is that what you said?
yeah, basically
Yeah.
like when you, yeah, so when like there's the whole thing of like divine union, like when you engage with a partner and stuff, and you're
Yeah.
like there's the whole thing in the Gospel of Thomas where it says like when the one become two, then the two will become one
I
again,
do remember that.
essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like yeah, when the male becomes the female, when the male
Yeah.
becomes the female, then the male will become the female will become male, and then they'll become
Yeah.
one. So it's essentially, if you think about it, like male, female
Yeah.
stuff,
I
and then
was.
they become one whole.
I do remember reading that part because I remember reading it in the back of my head. I was like, oh, I bet a bunch of people I know might have a problem with this verse right now. But yeah, it was really interesting and fascinating part of
It's
that
also,
scripture.
yeah. It also is linked to like the right side and left side of the brain, so like the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. So like when you put a thought
Yeah.
from the conscious mind into the unconscious mind, then
Yeah.
it allows it to manifest and then you see the magic anyway. So yeah,
That's
there's a
really cool.
whole bunch of stuff you could like
Yeah.
really delve into it.
Yeah, I've been really interested in Mary Magdalene as a figure as well. I used to say I had to stop saying it as much because it I feel like it was just kind of not really taken how I meant it. But I would just be like, I'd be reading the Gospels and I'd be like, they're all the same Mary. Like Mary, the Virgin Mary, is also Mary Magdalene. Because you just see this weird thread going through them, I guess, in the weird form of I don't know if I'd call it the divine feminine, but it's also a weird pattern of like the entire story of Israel kind of being the, or even just God's creation in general being kind of his, the feminine aspect of God, I guess, in the way that plays. You can kind of almost see that through, even through Mary and Mary Magdalene, where Mary is the mother, Mary is a virgin. And then Mary Magdalene, I know that's controversial, but like if you combine all the gospel stories, there's like Mary
Yeah.
Magdalene, then there's some other lady that they're calling, they say she's basically a harlot and stuff. I don't know if it's Mary
Yeah.
Magdalene or not, but then basically she
There's
comes back.
Mary of Egypt as well. I think he was like
Oh, yeah.
essentially a harlot in his cave. She got
Yeah.
purified and became saint and stuff like that. But there's this thing, so there's like you have like Joachim and Anna or Anne, Saint Anne, who basically prayed for a child. They got Mother Mary. She then gave like and then had the immaculate birth of Christ. And then Christ then obviously linked up with Mary Magdalene. So there's this like massive continuation of like immaculate conception. She then becomes like purified. Then there's Christ and Mary Magdalene, and then like it's complete speculation, but it's like Mary Magdalene had an Immaculate Conception again, and then who would become after that, which is kind of unwritten, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
there's a lot of yeah, there's a lot of stuff in regards to like the tree of life and stuff like that. So you have like Boaz and what am I
Ruth,
called?
right?
No, Boaz is like the pillar, the
Oh, okay.
severity, and
Oh,
then you have Mercy and the tree of
Yakin.
life. And then for like Jochen. Yeah, it's basically yeah, so it's, I think yeah, it's the same basically thing. So like you have the two pillars and then you have like Mary Joseph again. So like there's the thing that's present as in like the kind of like ish. And then it flips back to like Jesus, which is the J, and then Mary again. So there's like J is like always a J, and then there's always like in the other one. Because
Oh,
it's
that's
really like
interesting.
it's a lot easier, but so yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's
it's
like
fairly.
yeah, it's like JA and then JM and then like JM again. Like there's a whole but
Yeah.
yeah, it's weird man. But
Yeah, it's
yeah.
the. That's why I mean, that's why I love the scriptures. It's just so fascinating. They just continue to just open up and incredibly mystical. But
I
yeah.
mean even if like for me like even if the Bible is like completely allegorical, right? It's one hell of a story. You know what I
It
mean?
really
Like it's one
is, yeah.
hell of a coding.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I was gonna ask about, Mary Magdalene. Have you heard of Hairy Mary? Have you ever heard that? It was some icon I stumbled across on, and you should look into it. It's really fascinating. So I didn't even know how I stumbled into it. I was talking, it was probably a year ago, I was talking to a friend of mine about Mary Magdalene, because she said she went into a Greek Orthodox church and was just like looking at all the things. And I think one of them she saw was like Mary Magdalene, who I think she said had blonde hair in this icon. And so I think that's how I was trying to look it up. I was Googling, like just images of this. Mary Magdalene with blonde hair, and it came up, and it's basically Mary Magdalene, but her whole body is just covered in hair, and there's different icons about that, but it's really cool. I think it was something like she went out into the wilderness to pray after, I think after Christ ascended or something, and then she was out there so long that her clothes became so ragged and fell off of her, and so God, in order to keep her modesty covered, he like caused her to grow hair all over her body, but it's really cool. Should check it out. It's fun. Should do some work with that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll
Oh.
check it out. Definitely. Definitely.
So let's see. What was I gonna ask? I don't know. Oh, do you have any like well, I mean, you already named quite a few Bible characters, but that was one thing I wrote down. If you had a favorite character from the Bible or a favorite Bible story, anything like that. Is there a certain story you like from the scriptures?
I think the I don't know if it really counts, but I guess it does. But I think the mysteries, like from the mysteries that you pray in the rosary are insanely powerful.
Yeah.
And I think actually, yeah, the characters from the Bible, Joseph, Jesus is like stepdad, easy, hands down, like
Why do you
without
say that?
doubt.
That's
Because
such an interesting
he's a
choice.
silent protector the whole way through. He's just like silent protector. That just
Yeah.
has to like completely trust God's word. Like he probably did talk, right? But he doesn't really say anything the whole way through. And it's just
Yeah.
like when they're giving birth to Jesus, like in the stable, which has probably got like every like disease going. You know what I mean? There's like loads
Yeah.
of animals in there, like loads of mud. There's probably a lot of like feces and stuff like that. And they're birthing a baby in there. And it's just like I've just got this vision of like Mary like freaking out, right? She's like giving birth to a baby in a barn. Oh my God, like he's gonna get like, I mean, what if he gets diseases? Like, I know, like God said he's like the son of God and stuff like that, whatever. But what if, what if, what if? And it's almost like Joseph is like just looking, it's like, look, just look at me, it's
Yeah.
good, like just look at me, we can get through this. And it's that like silent power, it's just, you
That's
know, it's
cool.
so powerful. But then,
Yeah.
like, for me as well. Like, I didn't like, I never really I connected to Mary, like properly. And then I done some work with Our Lady of Sorrows, and it changed my life. Essentially, like working with Our Lady of Sorrows, like, yeah, like every bit of grief I ever held on to in my entire life was gone. Like, I sat there and cried for like ages, ages and
Wow.
ages and ages, just like screaming. Yeah, because it was like when you go through that pain, like you look at your own pain, you look at your own struggles, and that you're like, they're nothing. Like, she literally saw herself, like, birth. She got told that she was going to give birth as, like, an amazing child. Then went to the prophecy, like, Simeon and stuff like that, and said, like, he's going to pierce your heart. And then, like, was there. And she was the only one that ran up, like, while Jesus was at the bottom of the cross. And,
Oh
like,
wow.
she just sat there and felt all of that pain,
Yeah.
but, like, took it. And like,
Yeah.
part of me thinks that the Bible like isn't about the story of Jesus, it's about the story of Mary, and like trusting that, like trusting in God's plan and following it through to the end, and then like how much sorrow and like, how much pain you have,
Yeah.
like knowing at the end of it, like you're gonna get like the good stuff, you know? And it's basically like that. It sums up for me like Romans 8:18, and it's like, I can't remember it off my heart, but it's like something about our present sufferings do not compare to the glory that await us or something. And like, I think that the entire Bible just can be summed up with that one verse. So
Wow, dang. Yeah, that's really cool.
yeah, it's mad. Like, I've got a scarab like tattooed on my solar plexus. Scarab will see what represents like the journey through the dawn. And then, like, carrying the sun up to the surface. And yeah, for me, it's like 8:18, like, all the time. Like, Romans 8:18, it's just like so powerful. There's another couple, like, in the Bible as well. You got, like, Isaiah 55:11, which I love. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with that particular verse at all.
What is it? So, can you repeat that last thing?
Isaiah 55:11, are you familiar with it?
I don't think so.
Yes, like so shall I send my word forth from my mouth,
Oh.
that it shall go and do
Not
that
return
which
to
I
me
said, that
void.
which I said out of the blue. Yeah,
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good
it's
one.
like so key for prayer. Like, it's so good for prayer, because you have to remember like that when you're sending this out, it is gonna do the work to do.
It's not going to return
So
void. Yeah, that's powerful. Wow. Yeah, especially if you mean it too. Yeah, that's I was interested you chose Joseph because I guess I've heard like even the I mean sorry to go back to that too. It was just something that was running through my head. I heard like the stables back then or whatever were oftentimes just caves, you know, where they would keep the yeah, and so like the story, the gospel begins with Mary and Joseph. And then it ends with another Mary and Joseph. Because I think like when they go to put Christ's body in tomb, it's Joseph, another Joseph that basically has a cave for the body to be put in. And then you have Mary Magdalene or, you know, Mary outside, in that, I
The
guess,
Mary Magdalene,
weeping and
man. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's
We
it's
have
fascinating.
Mary. You have Mary, Martha is like one of my other favorite characters in the Bible. Another favorite saint of mine. I love her so much. So you have Martha, Mary, and then Mary, which is his mom as
Yeah,
well.
that's cool. So I was gonna ask too. Did you so like your parents? Did you because I on the phone you said you were. Did you already get baptized or are you gonna get baptized Greek
Well, I was
Orthodox?
baptized Protestant, but I'm going to get baptized Orthodox.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So do you were your parents Orthodox as well? You grew up Orthodox?
No,
Okay.
they were like baptized Christian, but like a lot of people in the UK baptized Christian. That's kind of like a thing you just do, just get
Yeah.
baptized and then so they're not
Yeah.
really religious. Like, I'm the only like religious not in my family.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's cool. So, I'm trying to get a little more of your backstory too. I know you said you had like a lot of mystical experiences growing up, and it was really hard for you. Did you ever know what to do with those? Like, because you said you could even see people's trauma and stuff. You just kind of bottled it up until later in life.
Basically.
Hey. That's
Essentially,
right.
then I have like I went to like some spirit stuff like that. It was very sort of just evidential mediumship. Like, I'm not going to bash it, but I'm not really going to praise it either. It's just like all evidence of mediumship. And can you tell someone about their past? And sort of like, yeah. And it wasn't really great. You know what I mean? It didn't really like scratch the itch that I had, because like the stuff that I was experiencing was like, screw it. Yeah, it was way more deep and way more profound than like just the evidential mediumship kind of vibe. And like, I went to some like spiritual churches and stuff, and it was just like, I've got your nan here, and she's showing me some flowers and stuff like that. And like, I'm literally supposed to be an angel, and like, you guys are just like talking about stuff. Like, I couldn't understand why people weren't talking about this stuff more. I was like, what? And it was really weird that when I like started looking into like Catholicism and like Orthodox and stuff like that, like talking about saints and praying to saints and like talking to emanations of saints and like angels and stuff was like common practice. And like, yeah, I talk to saints all the time. And it was just like normalized. And I was like, wow. So like, people were telling me that like Christians demonize, like, if you talk to angels and if you do a bunch of stuff like that. I was just like, no, don't. Like, the Protestants might, but the Catholics don't. Like, they love it. Like, or the Orthodox love it even more. So like, it's great. And what I found was that, like, yeah, like, when I went on Dara's podcast, I said about this like a bit. But it was like Catholicism is like a massive magic system to me. So like candle magic, mantras, prayers, like an entire like pantheon of deities in regards to saints. Like, it's got like holy days. It's got everything, man. It's got everything you could ever want in a magical system. And you don't need to go work on anything. Oh, and it's got a book. Plus, you've got like Psalms, like the Book of Psalms as well. So like, you've got like entire like angelic like evocations to like all the stuff, you know. So
So that's so how long have you been, when did you start coming in back into all of that, and I guess into
it was around like 2019. Yeah, so basically, like, I had this reading with this person, and then they were like, yo, God's getting like up in the face. I don't know what it is to. But like, I was practicing like angel magic and stuff as well anyway, and it was like naturally moving towards that. But the thing is, like, had I known that like working with saints and stuff existed, it was like I would have done it years ago, and I would have never looked back, because it's just, yeah. But I don't regret my path, but I just like, I wish it would have been a bit quicker, so I have more time with it. You know what I mean?
So what's more compelling about working with saints over working with the angel magic and stuff like that?
I think, well, like, it was angel magic anyway. It's just like essentially, like, it's syncretized with saints, isn't it? Like, it's synchronistic. Like, you can work with saints, something like Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint Raphael, Saint whatever. Like, it's not different, you know. You can work with both. But I just like working both, to be honest. Like, angel for the heavy hitter stuff, and then saints for the other stuff.
You just found the sink. Another question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. What's the tattoos on your knuckles? Are those like runes or
They're
what are?
runes, like dramatic runes. Yeah, so basically, like, with me, like, Mercury is like, or Mercury and your god, like, it was like in the beginning was a word. Like, language is so important, especially when you were still working with like Kabbalistic magic and stuff, like names of God. Like, yeah, you can do loads with the name of God, like the seven, as in Moses, like, and Moses said like the 72 letter name of God, and before we 42 letter name of God. They're like a magical system within themselves. So yeah, like, I don't think that runic language is that much different to Hebrews, just different way of
So what, like I'm just
different type
really
of
I'm really unfamiliar with runes. Like I know I like them when I see them, but I don't even really know what they are. It's just kind of like ancient
you have like,
symbols, right?
yeah, it's basically like an ancient language. So like, you've got like the whole thing of like both the Egyptian god gave language to the world and magic to the world and everything else. And then who's a mercurial deity. And then you have Odin in, or Woden, or Wotan in the Norse pantheon, who gave stuff to the world, like language to the world, who was also a mercurial deity. So yeah, it's essentially like every mercurial deity gives language.
Oh, okay.
So
Wow. That's
yeah.
dang. But yeah, that's really interesting. Man, I've been thinking about that for a while.
And
That's cool.
magic and writing stuff like that. And then when you look into prayers and stuff like that, like it makes prayers like even more important, because it's like what you're actually writing, you know what I mean? Like the way the prayer is worded will show essentially like what it is that you're trying to like manifest or bring into the world.
Yeah.
I actually really implore you to work with like the 72 letter name of God. You can see it in like a spiral and just sit there and meditate on the spiral and see what happens.
And wait, what is that again?
You can have like, it's a 72 letter name of God. So it has to do with like Moses and stuff like that. Apparently, when Moses parted the Red Sea, he uttered the 72 letter name of God, which caused the Red Sea to part.
It's presented in a spiral. That's really interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look into that for sure.
And then, yeah, and then you have like the 70 angels of the name. So like from the 72 letter, the 72 letter name of God, you can get the 72 angels of the Shem Ham, Shem Ham Mephorash, which are like, yeah. And then you have like the 42 letter name of God, and then yeah, all those like loads of stuff. So
Dang, I don't know how you
yeah,
know
pretty
all
good.
this stuff, how you keep track of it, all this and all the saints. That's just, gosh, it's a lot.
It's pretty common knowledge. Like, it's just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Dang. So do you, I was gonna ask, I mean, we can wrap this up in a little bit, I guess, but do you have any like favorite books, or do you have a favorite book that you like?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. In regards to like working with saints, definitely like the encyclopedia. Sorry, my head is just like video events they do, amazing.
I think the audio's cutting out now.
Yeah, no, it was my
Oh,
headphone.
gotcha.
Yeah, so there's the Encyclopedia of the Saints and Sages by Judica Isles, I think it is. That's a really good book. There's not really that many books I can really think of, to be honest.
Yeah. What about movies? Do you got a favorite
Yeah.
movie?
Kingdom of Heaven, definitely. I love
Really?
Kingdom of Heaven.
Nice. I need to watch that again.
Yeah, such a good film.
Dang.
Yeah, I love that film. Yeah, that's great. Apart from that, the Book of Eli, I love. I think the Book of Eli is amazing. That's kind of it, really. Like,
That's cool.
yeah.
Yeah, some good choices. Those are good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I can really think of. Oh,
What
I like
else?
it. I like, is it Gods of Egypt, like the Exodus one?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's
The
really
newer
good.
one, right?
Yeah,
With
so
Gerard
good.
Butler. Was it with Gerard
Yeah.
Butler?
No. Oh, no, not that one. No, not that
What is
one.
that?
It's the one, I can't remember the exact name of it. It's got Christian Bale in, and he played Moses.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have seen some of that. I think it's And God's a Little Child in that one, right? Yeah, that's a good one. I actually enjoyed that a lot too. I also really like the Noah
Yeah, it's really good.
film with Russell Crowe. I thought that was
Yeah,
great.
that's not too bad.
Yeah, that one was a lot
Yeah,
of
it's not
fun.
too bad. I haven't
Most
actually seen Passion of the Christ.
that's rough. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh man, that's rough. I mean, I'd like it. I thought it was a great film. It's just Mel Gibson. It's intense. He just the gore. It just gotta buckle up, man. But there is a scene with Mary. That you'll know it when you see it, but I mean, every time I see it, I just start crying. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a good film. I'd recommend that one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't actually like The Chosen. I think The Chosen is pretty bad.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like it. Yeah, I can't really think of many others, to be honest.
It's hit or miss with me on
Oh,
the
I like
chosen.
the thing. There's like Blood of Olympus, I think it's called, which is like it's like a cartoon of the Greek gods. It's
Really?
really good.
Is it an
It
older
is really
film?
good. It's like an anime kind of thing. No, it's on Netflix. Just like
Oh.
Blood of Olympus or something.
Yeah, I'll
I
have to
think it's
check that
called that. I
out.
can't remember.
I
Yeah,
love
definitely.
the Greek stories. I've often like wondered, I'm like, why haven't they made more films with like the Jason and the Argonaut story? It's just like, I'm like, that's like you get all the Greek gods together and they go on a mission. I'm like, this is amazing. I don't know why they
Yeah.
haven't made that into a film.
The original Jason and the Argonauts film, like the original old one, where they're like, there's like a, I'll check it out. There's basically like a bit in it where the monster like attacks them in a bay or something. I've actually been to the bay where that was filmed and like
No
swam there.
way.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Dang. Man. Sweet. Well, I don't know. I can, these are, so like, I have this list here. I've been to India a few times, and the kids there
Yeah, sure.
ask these, like, I don't have to ask you all of them. They're just like kind of fun questions. They were questions they asked me, so I wrote them down. And sometimes I ask people them, but it's just mostly like, what's your favorite this or that? But, so I guess I could ask
Yeah,
you,
sure.
what's your favorite color? Do you have a favorite color?
Purple, probably.
What is it?
Purple.
Oh, purple. Nice. Good one. Let me see here. What was your favorite subject in school?
History, definitely.
Nice. That's a good one. What's your favorite animal?
Oh man. Probably dog. I definitely, yeah, dogs. Those are cool.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
a good choice.
Or wolves.
It's
Or
hard not to
wolves.
pick a. It's hard not to pick dogs. What's your favorite season?
Autumn, probably.
And I guess I'll just change the last one. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Same.
Not, dude, that's a good choice, man.
Why not?
So then I had two. Wait, no, one more question my friend wanted me to ask. It was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. So
Neither manufactured pop.
you
Sorry.
gotta pick one. What?
I pick. Okay. Am I
Christina or
picking what
Britney?
one? Am I picking what one disbands first? If I pick what one disbands first, then I'll do it.
What is it? The
Or what
what
one
for?
do I want to disband with? What boy
Oh.
band did disband the most?
Yeah.
So,
So wait,
fun.
I guess kind of on that thread though, do you have a favorite, like, what kind of music do you listen to, or like what bands do you like?
So mostly metal. But I'll shout out a band whilst we're on here. They're called Holy Name. They are the old members of Sleeping Giant, which is like a metalcore band. Check out Holy Name, man. They have an album, I believe, and it's basically like they call it like violent worship, and it's basically like yes, it's basically Christian metal. But they've got a song called Creed, and it's basically the Apostles' Creed. But like
That's
it's
crazy.
not screaming. Yeah, so yeah,
Dang.
man, check it out.
That's
You'll
cool.
love it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, definitely have to check that out. I listened to, I used to go to, like, I don't know if it wasn't necessarily metal. I guess it'd be hardcore shows, stuff like that. It would have like screaming, some singing, but there was some Christian metal bands that I remember seeing, and it was intense stuff. It was very intense.
What bands did you see?
As Cities Burn was one of them. I still listen to their stuff. Their
Yeah.
first album, I love their first album. I remember Norma Jean. I think I went to one of their concerts once, and they
Norma Jean is great.
eventually was it. I think they became the Chariot, is what they started playing as afterwards, or
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
the Norma Jean's still going. So yeah.
Oh, really? Nice. Cool. That's cool. Yeah, and I like Me Without You too, but I don't classify them as metal, I don't think, but. Pretty
No, they're
fun.
probably like more
Yeah.
emo. So.
Yeah. Nerve.
There's a song by Norma Jean called like "Eye the Planet," and the lyric in it, one of the lyrics is like, "What you're feeling is the loneliness of God," and it's just like so powerful.
Dang.
So, yeah.
That's yeah, I'll have to check that out. It's a holy name. Yeah, I'll definitely have to dig that up.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well,
Sleeping Giant are pretty good as
Sleeping
well.
Giant.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have
Yeah,
any?
but therefore, sorry.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No. There's like yeah, they've got a couple of good albums. Like Finnish People's pretty good. Oh, I can't remember the song Death Knell, I think it's called. It's got like a quote. This guy's like, in the ancient days of battle or something, whatever it is, it's like something called like the Death Knell Siwa. And it was basically like a noise or something they used to make, like from the time of like David or whatever. You know, it's just really good. So,
That's cool.
yeah.
Yeah, I just freaking love the lyrics, like that style of music. There's just it's so good. And oftentimes people, I guess it just
Yeah.
gets overlooked because even sometimes, they're just like screaming the lyrics, and so you can't really understand them unless you go
Yeah,
look it up. But then you look it up and you're just like,
Holy.
man, this is amazing.
Yeah, Holy Name has a song called Celestial, and it's like, I think the opening lyrics to it is like, as in the garden, now in our hearts, or something. And yeah, it's like, because of like celestial beings bow down before the throne, terrestrial beings bow down before the throne as well. It's like, yeah, it's pretty mad.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intense. I love that style of music too. It's fun.
Yeah,
Well,
pretty good stuff.
I guess I was gonna ask you if you have, I mean, you can feel free to ask me any questions if you have any, or I mean we can end it here. Did you
Yeah,
have
sure,
any?
man. Not really in particular. Just like I was going to ask you if you've had any experiences with the saints, really. What your favorite saint is, right? If you hadn't.
No, not really. Not that I can think of. I mean, I've had different times throughout, I guess what you would call my spiritual journey or something, where I've felt closer, maybe more drawn to different saints, even to maybe more different. Like earlier when we were talking about Hermes with my friends, I said if there's one angel, I'd be kind of maybe more interested and drawn to it'd be Gabriel. And I've always been so I like been drawn to different biblical figures. Like I've always liked Solomon ever since I was like child. I still am more interested in Solomon. He's probably the most intriguing figure to me in the Bible. I think even more so than Jesus, which is maybe because you're supposed to say Jesus, I guess, when you pick one. But I'm like Solomon. I
Not
like
true.
Solomon. But I've never like done any actual like work or necessarily prayers with them. I do pray the rosary now. Last year, I think it was last year, or maybe it was like the year before. I don't know. My friend Cal is a good friend of mine. He just got baptized in the Catholic Church recently, but he taught me how to pray the rosary, and so I and all the mysteries, and so I prayed those. That was just a huge help to me last year, because last year I was working two jobs, and so I was just being so busy. It's like, I just can do that. I would do that while I was working, just go around the rosary, pray it under my breath and stuff. And so it's just, yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. And like I said, I've been drawn a
You
little bit to
generally
Mary Magdalene. And then when I found out about Hairy Mary, I was like, this is super interesting. I really want to dig into this a little
Hairy
more.
Mary.
But yeah. But yeah.
Hilarious. Did you ever like pray the rosary to get results? Like pray the rosary to get something?
No, I haven't. I
Oh,
don't
okay.
think, or not. If I have, it hasn't been with like that direct intention, I guess, necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What? Tell me about that though. What is that?
You can pray the rosary to like essentially get stuff. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
To get like material
Like
things,
you,
or like,
yeah. It's
yeah, really. No, I haven't tried this. Like, how
like
big
what
of
you do
things
like
are we talking
probably
here?
whatever, really. Like,
Just dang, no, I
whatever you
haven't.
need.
Whatever you need or whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think God's gonna give you like everything. I don't know, maybe. Like you can always ask, right? That's the beauty of
Yeah.
it. Like you can just ask. If you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it. If you're not, you're not. Like that's what I think is like a really interesting point. Like there's like a guilt, there's like always like Catholic guilt kind of thing where like you're like, oh, I don't deserve this, or why am I praying for this? Like loads of other people deserve it more than me. It's like, well, for me, it's like if you're gonna carry on spreading God's word, then you're gonna need to get stuff. Like you need to eat, you need to like drink, you need a house above your head. Like,
Yeah.
you know, like God should provide that stuff, so like carry on.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's
Is
like
there,
I do.
oh, I was gonna ask, so when you're praying in that way, do you pray the mysteries or you just pray the Hail Marys
Yeah,
around the Rosary?
but I teach people how to like I do a course on it, like a one-on-one course and stuff. I teach them like how to like what the prayers actually ask, like what the Lord's Prayer actually is, what the Hail Mary actually is, what the Apostles' Creed actually is, and like how to like magically and stuff as well. So yeah, it's really good,
That's really interesting.
really good.
So how do people like how me including how would someone like get involved in that? Because you said you teach a class.
Sometimes, you know. Yeah,
Is
I basically do a lot of it one-on-one, because a lot of it like in that course, if you are like, or in that like thing, I teach you over like basically the course of a day or like a couple of hours or whatever. You can do like as much or as little as you want like in that session. And then
that a one-on-one session or like a, or you set up a group meeting?
by
Oh, okay.
video. Yeah, because
Okay.
like there's a lot more into it than that. So like I'm channeling like stuff, and then like saints will come in and they'll say, oh, like, well, you could work with me with this, and then like pray a rosary, and then I'll come in and help you as well. So
Yeah.
yeah. And then like about like offering rosaries, so like saints and stuff and whatever. And,
Yeah.
like yeah.
So is the
I
best way to
pray and it's like
contact
saints.
you your Instagram? Is that what you said? Because I heard you say it at the
Yeah, which
beginning
is
thing.
like
Okay.
at Deity Specialist. Yeah, I've had it like had this really good experience of playing a chaplet to Saint Michael, and I was like on call with a client, and stopped. Like I was doing the Hail Mary, so I was like whispering it, whatever. So I was just doing like a lot of Hail Marys. So and I heard these people like praying next to me. I looked around, and it was like nuns, like on their knees, like praying next to me. And I was like, whoa. Yeah, so
That's cool. That's really cool.
yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
love
pretty good.
the praying the rosary. Like I said, that's been a lifesaver for me last year. In the and that was the other actually got it on somebody here. My friend Kyle who taught me the well, he sent me my first rosary. He also sent me this miraculous medal. So
Oh, nice.
praying that to the O Mary Conceived Without Sin, pray for us every course of the I just pray that over and over and over sometimes. And that's yeah, that's also it's been great. But yeah, I've never thought
No,
about doing it with more
I
of
used to
a.
be brown scapula.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I used to be brown scapula for a bit as well. The brown scapula of Our Lady of Saint Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Sorry,
Do you
I
know?
don't. No, I don't think
Scapula,
so.
the scapula, it's like a brown scapula. It takes the place, like I think you replace it with a medal eventually. And you
Oh.
can wear it. It's like exorcists wear them.
Oh, okay.
And like apparently like when demons, like one of the first things demons try and do is like rip it off the exorcist because they hate it so much.
That's sweet. Nice.
Yes,
Cool,
pretty good.
man. Well, I guess I might hop. I can let you go here. I don't know. Unless you have more
Yeah,
questions,
no
I
problem,
can.
man. That's all good. Yeah, the thing I was gonna say as well is like a lot of the services I provide, like it's not just deity services, it's like talking to saints. Like if you want to find out what saint wants to work with you, how to work with that saint, and like a whole bunch of stuff you can do, obviously where you're at in the spiritual journey, so with Christ and like other stuff like that. Like yeah, I provide like basically like direct like comms. So
Yes. So how much do you
yeah.
charge for all that, by the way? Like when people come to you
So
to find that out?
with the deity stuff, like, because it's like pretty specialized. It's like £55 for like half hour, but that's if I'm doing deity stuff. If it's like other stuff, then it's like £45. I'm not sure what that works out at, in regards to like USD. But for like the complete like rosary course, it's like £75. So I think it's like 90 USD or something like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, it basically just go on for like as long as you need to, essentially.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah,
But
that's
yeah, it's
super
pretty good.
interesting. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, yeah, I would be interested in that. I don't know, just figuring out, yeah, I guess which I because I guess you just help people figure out which ones they have connections with. Is that kind of
Thanks.
it's different saints and deities that they would have a connection with? Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah,
That's cool.
so the deity
Yeah.
stuff is like, in regards to like the deity stuff, which is £55. Basically, like I give you ways to like evoke the deity yourself. So like after that one session, like you have like a direct way of connecting with that deity, like
Oh, wow.
multiple different ways to connect with it, not just like an evocation thing, but like yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
That's cool.
So it's really
That's,
powerful, bro. So yeah,
yeah.
it's really
Yeah,
good.
that's really cool. Cool, man. Well, yeah, I can let you go here. If you want to like shoot me a, I guess just an email with your Instagram link or something, I can put all that in here when I
Yeah,
upload
sure.
this or
I
whatever.
can have you got Instagram anyway? Like
I do.
if you message me on Instagram on Discord, then I'll follow you and then you can find me.
Okay.
That
All right.
way.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. All right. All right, cool, man. Well, thanks. I guess I'll stop the recording here. Let me see how I do this. Stop recording.